prize from the Christmas County Spelling Bee, which will begin in Town Hall shortly. It will be followed by an annual live major jacket, which to me is always the highlight. The seats are filling up, so hurry on over here.
Judge Thomas, and welcome to the Bee.
Spell the names of Jesus, that's how the points are earned. The origins from which they came and the definitions, they'll help us learn our Savior's name through this competition.
Now, does everyone know the rules?
This year at our spelling bee, everyone will learn to spell the names of Jesus, that's how the points are earned.
Time of year, Christmas, and we are here to celebrate the true reason for this season, Jesus. That's why it has become a tradition that we have an annual live manger scene at Town Hall. So many of you want to participate that the way we have chosen to select our cast is through this spelling bee competition. You see, nobody loses in this bee. Everyone participating will get a part in the pageant honoring our Lord today.
As a reminder, our contestants will be spelling the many names and titles of Jesus. That's right, there are over 700 in the Bible, and each one reveals to us more of his character and how he works in our lives. What a marvelous Christmas gift we received from the Father 2,000 years ago.
Let's begin the B with a review. The ABCs of praise.
Emmanuel.
Listen up as I explain how the bee will work. When your number is called, please step up to the microphone, then you will be given a name to spell. You may ask for a definition, a sentence, song lyric, or language of origin. If you hear this, what do you think it means?
A little kid is waiting.
Wrong Christmas show.
No, if you hear this bell, it means that you have spelled incorrectly. Please step down as you are told what part you will be playing in the pageant. Proceed over to our wardrobe lady, Mrs. Finch.
Remember, the winner will be featured as either Mary or Joseph.
Without any further ado, let's begin this year's annual Christmas County Spelling Bee.
Contestant number 34, Amanda Allen. Step up to the microphone.
This is Amanda Allen's first second year in the bee. Her brother Ethan Allen made it to the final round last year.
Ready?
R-E-A-D-Y.
No.
N-O.
Stop!
S-T-O-P.
Those are not your words. Your word is Lord.
Oh, Lord. L-O-R-D, Lord.
Correct.
Number 17, Katie Collins.
Katie Collins is here. She's feeling happy, and I'm sure she has some friends cheering for her today.
Okay. Your word is word.
Sentence, please.
Your word is word.
Sentence, please.
That was the sentence. Your word is word. That word was the word.
Oh, that word. W-O-R-D, word.
Correct.
Number 15, Jeffrey Johnson.
Jeffrey Johnson is quite an athlete. He's on the football, basketball, and soccer teams.
Spell light.
Light. Jesus said I'm the light of the world. L-I-G-H-T, light.
Correct.
Number 5, Ferris Wheeler.
It's Wyler.
Okay, Mr. Wyler, would you spell El Shaddai?
Are you kidding?
Gotcha, Wheeler.
It's Wyler.
Just kidding. Your word is savior.
Savior. S-A-V-I-O-R. Savior.
Correct.
Number 9, Beatrice B. Beasley. Step up to the microphone and spell Morning Star.
Notice Miss Beasley's bumblebee-inspired outfit. As I recall, she wore something similar last year.
Morning Star. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. S-T-A-R. Morning Star.
Correct.
I know.
Number 11, Randy Richard. Spell Yahweh.
What? Is that even a word?
Yes, it is. And the language of origin is Hebrew.
Of course. Can I have a definition, please?
Yahweh is the Old Testament name for the Lord God.
Can I just spell God?
Do you mean, may I just spell God?
May I just spell God?
No. We choose the words, Randy. This name was considered to be so sacred that for centuries it was not even spoken aloud.
Well, if you're not even supposed to say it, are you sure I should be spelling it?
Your word is Yahweh.
Yahweh. Y-A-H-W-A-Y. Yahweh.
Go get your costume.
You'll be a wise man.
Number 31, Bella McDowell. Please spell lamb.
Song, please.
Mary had a little lamb.
Bella McDowell.
You're out!
Number 31, go see Mrs. Finch. You'll be a shepherd lady tonight.
That officially ends round one of the spelling bee. Good work, everyone. Let's proceed on.
What a fantastic job all our participants are doing spelling the beautiful names of our Lord. Did you know that no other person in history has as many names and titles? I think that's because His glory and greatness is beyond description.